It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
DeFoli to the net, shoots, score!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back here at Staples Center, the Kings win it in overtime on a goal from Dustin Brown, 44 seconds into the extra period. Brown again celebrating career game number 1,000 tonight. Right now, let's head downstairs, join Darrell and his guest.
Thanks a lot, Nick. I'm down here with Andy Andrioff. Andy, a big win for your hockey club. Looked like a game that was going the other direction. You guys were able to turn it around in the third period and get a big win.
Yeah, I think we didn't have the greatest start tonight, but it's the end of the day. You know, we battled back and had another good third period, like the last couple of games. So it was a good bounce back period, and it's nice moving forward to the next game.
And I know sometimes when you get ceremonies before the game, it kind of throws a little bit everybody out of sync a little bit, a little bit of a delay. But special time for Marian Gabrick, who celebrated his 1,000th game a couple of games ago tonight. Got the ceremony before the game, and Dustin Brown playing in his 1,000th game. That's got to be pretty special when you look at teammates when you're on the ice doing that.
Yeah, they're both awesome teammates. You know, I've played with them the last 4 years, and they've treated me so well, you know, put me under their wing, and it's an honor just to be a part of that and congratulating them, and it's very fitting that Brownie gets the game winner, and then actually Gabby got a goal and assist when we were playing in New York for his 1,000th, so it's awesome to see them accomplish 1,000 games and congratulate them.
And the Kings coming off a road trip, didn't have a lot of success, but they won the game in Philadelphia, 2 games before the break. Important to pick up the points right now. It seems like everybody in the division right now is getting points, so you guys pick up a big 2 tonight and have a big game on Saturday before you go into the break.
Yeah, I think that's the main thing right now is San Jose looking forward. You know, we want to end off the, or before the Christmas break, you know, you want to get those 2 points and then the division points. So they're pretty critical. So hopefully we can have another one and build off tonight.
And the importance of being able to play 4 lines right now with the pace of the game, seems like every line is being able to get out there and make contributions in a different way with a strong forecheck or making a couple of plays go to the net. I think right now that's the importance of having everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice when they play all 4 lines, you know, it gives the other guys rest. You know, when they're playing 25 minutes, it's kind of hard on them, and, you know, you feel bad. But you give them credit. They work hard every shift, and so hopefully we can keep doing that. You know, everyone can chip in something. You know, we're kind of the energy line right now, you know, banging in some goals and creating the hits, creating the energy. So hopefully we can just keep creating that and move on.
Well, congratulations on tonight's win. A little bit more focus tomorrow. Get ready to close out the schedule before you guys go into the break. Good luck on Saturday against the Sharks.
Yeah, thanks, Darrell.
All right, Nick, back up to you.
All right, thanks very much, Andy Andrioff joining us. Andrioff with some good work along the boards with Torrey Mitchell to set up the Kings' first goal at 10:36 of the third period that tied the game at 1. We'll take a break. We'll have the highlights when the postgame returns. The Kings a 2-1 overtime winner here tonight at Staples. Kings hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Postgame show continues. The Kings win it in overtime at 2-1. A reminder, after the postgame on the flagship KBC, we'll have Kings Talk 800-222-5222. Give us a call. Time now for the Nestle Crunch hit of the game, and it came at 13:20 of the third period. Fantenberg to Muzzin, left wing to the attacking line, got bumped hard by Zadorov. Hard hit there by Zadorov on Muzzin. Yeah, that's the hit of the game. Nikita Zadorov, the big strapping defenseman for Colorado, that hit on Muzzin in the third period. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere, it's the taste of fun. 3 stars tonight. Third star, Nathan MacKinnon for the Colorado Avalanche. He had an assist. He was dangerous, handling the puck all night long, wound up with 4 shots on goal. Nathan MacKinnon, 1 assist, star number 3. Alec Martinez, who played a ton tonight, had a goal as well, played 28 minutes and 33 seconds. His goal is 4th of the year, tied the game at 1, had 8 shot attempts. Alec Martinez, great all-around game, star number 2. And with the game winner in overtime in career game number 1,000, Dustin Brown, star number 1. Brown, his 13th goal of the year. the assist on that game winner, Doughty and Kopitar. So Brown, star number one, Martinez, star number two, and McKinnon, star number three. Now, the highlights. It was a scoreless first period, and then at 11:14 of period number two, the Colorado Avalanche opened the scoring. Avs keep it in, feed it down low, Rantanen in the walkout bid denied at the goal line behind the net, Rantanen on his backhand center, shot over the net by McKinnon, picked up by Landeskog. Landeskog carries it into the high slot, Gabriel Landeskog to the right circle, a shot and he scores! Gabriel Landeskog from the right circle after a great exhibition of skating to get away from pressure. And Landeskog from the right circle beats Quick the game's first goal, and the Avs have the lead here midway through the second period. And Landeskog is 14th, his line mates Rantanen and McKinnon with the assist, that goal at 11:14 of the second period. In period three, some big stops by the goalies. Como, 3 minutes in, was stopped by Quick. Then Barry from the left circle was stopped by Quick. Gabrick had a good look from the right side, saved by Varlamov. But then at 10:36 of the third period, the Kings finally solved Varlamov. Comfer along the boards, lost the puck. Andrioff with it. Andrioff threw it behind the net to Torrey Mitchell. Mitchell, worked on by Comfer, moves into the right corner, feeds it out to the point. Martinez with a shot. Score! Alec Martinez with a shot from the right point. Not a hard shot. He wristed it towards the net. There was a screen in front. I think Torrey Mitchell was there. I don't think it was deflected. Brodzinski cruising in front. Maybe he got a touch on it. We'll see who gets credit for the goal. Martinez throwing it in front. And Brodzinski might have got a touch on it. If it's not Brodzinski on the deflection, it's Martinez. Either way, the game is tied at one.
And it is Martinez getting credit for it, his fourth goal. Mitchell and Andrioff earning the assists. The goal at 10:36. So that tied it at one, and we went to overtime. And the numbers for the Kings in overtime, well, 12-4 last year, 12-3 the first year, 3-on-3, and with a win tonight, now 5-4. So a lot of overtime wins, 29, the most in the NHL since the inaugural 3-on-3 format now 3 seasons ago. And early on, the Kings, to start overtime, had Kopitar, Brown, and Doughty out, and it didn't take long for the Kings to win it here tonight. And the Avs the other way with Landeskog. Feeds it ahead, but broken up, intended for McKinnon, broken up by Kopitar. Doughty will take over for Brown, left wing, around a man, in on goal, Brown shoots, scores! That's the way you celebrate 1,000 NHL games. Dustin Brown, who had some great looks earlier in regulation tonight, was set up on left wing, had a half a step on the defense, moved in on Varlamov, and beat him down low. Dustin Brown, playing in career game number 1,000 tonight, gets the overtime game winner. And for Dustin Brown, goal number 13 of the season, and his fifth career overtime goal. Kings win it 2-1 here at Staples.
And Dustin Brown and the Kings winning at 44 seconds into overtime. Doughty and Kopitar with the assists. We'll take a break. We'll look at the scores and the final numbers when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
We are all Kings.
790 KABC.
To you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you very much, KBC. The boys back at the ranch, Art Webb and Jose Fernandez, queuing that up for us. I ran into a lot of fans before the game, wished me a happy birthday. I said, all I want is 2 points tonight, and the Kings came through for everybody. 2-1, Kings win it in overtime. Final numbers, Kings, the only two shots on goal in overtime, had 27 in the game. Colorado had 32. The winning goalie, Quick, now 17-10-1. The loser, Varlamov, he is now 11-8-2. The Kings improved their home record to 11-5-2 on the road. The Avs are 6-9-1. The Kings have won five straight here at home now, and they are 10-2-2 in their last 14 games overall. Dustin Brown, with the game winner tonight, in overtime in career game number 1,000. It was against Colorado that Dustin scored his first NHL goal back in November 22nd of 2003. So Dustin Brown capping off career game number 1,000 with the overtime winner. And tonight was the first of three games between the Kings and Avalanche. They'll next meet March 22nd at the Pepsi Center. Avs are back here April the 2nd. Now around the NHL we go. A lot of shootout games tonight. Boston at home beats Winnipeg 2-1 in a shootout. Krug, his sixth goal. Laine, his 18th in that game. Tuukka Rask and Connor Hellebuck, the goaltenders. But in a shootout, Boston wins it 2-1. In a shootout in New Jersey, the Devils beat the Rangers 4-3. Brian Boyle, hot lately, had a goal, his ninth. Also had the shootout winner in round four. Coleman and Moore for the Devils. Vesey, Holden, and Hayes for the Rangers. Devils win it 4-3 in a shootout. In overtime, the Islanders and Ducks, and the Ducks win it. Hampus Lindholm, the overtime goal, completed his first career hat trick. Ryan Getzlaff with four assists. The Islander goals, Tavares had a pair. He's got 21. Josh Bailey, his line mate, had three assists. But the Ducks rally. They were down late in regulation. Tie it, win it in overtime 5-4. Ryan Miller over Yaroslav Halak. In a shootout in Pittsburgh, the Penguins 3-2 over Columbus. Malkin and Hornquist, each with their 12th. Dubois and Panarin scoring for the Blue Jackets. So the Penguins win in a shootout. Matt Murray over Sergei Bobrovsky, 3-2. In Tampa Bay, the Lightning keep rolling. They win in a shootout, 4-3. Killorn, Gord, and Nemesnikov goals for Tampa Bay. Ryan Cece and Brassard for Ottawa. Andre Vasilevsky in goal, his 22nd win of the year. He is already 22-5-1. Tampa Bay over Ottawa, 4-3. The Hurricanes won in Nashville tonight, 4-1. Ryan, Lindholm, Hanifin, and Rask for the winners. Fiala, his 10th for the Predators. Cam Ward got the win. He improves to 7-2-1. He beat Pekka Rinne. The Stars at home shut out the Blackhawks 4-0. Jamie Benn is 15th. Roussel had a goal. Sagan, a pair. He's got 16. Bishop, third shutout this season, 22nd of his career. He had 24 saves. Dallas 4, Chicago nothing. The Oilers get a game-winning goal with under a minute to play from Drake Kajula, and they beat the Blues in Edmonton 3-2. Camilleri, McDavid, his 13th, and Kajula's goal, his 5th. Thompson and Berglund scoring for the Blues. Cam Talbot back playing for Edmonton in goal. He gets the win over Jake Allen. Oilers 3 and the Blues 2. And in San Jose, where the Kings will be on Saturday night, the Sharks defeat Vancouver 5-4 in overtime. Thornton had a pair. Meyer, Hurdle, and LeBanc with the overtime winner at 1:53. Gaunce, Vertanen, and Besser with his 19th, and Daniel Sedin his 8th for Vancouver. Kevin LeBanc had 4 points in the game for San Jose, a goal and three assists. Aaron Dell playing well in goal for San Jose, got the win. He's getting more starts lately. Sharks 5 and the Canucks 4, that game in overtime. So, of the teams in the Pacific Division that played tonight, everybody got at least a point. Vegas was off, Calgary was off, and Arizona was off. So the Kings win, improved to 22-10-4, 48 points, 2 points up on idle Vegas, but Vegas still with games in hand, 3 games in hand on the Kings. Vegas will be here next Thursday night, the next home game. San Jose, now third with 40 points, they got a win. Calgary drops to fourth with 39, Anaheim with 38. Anaheim won, and Edmonton got a win, and Vancouver got a point with an overtime loss. So the top four in the Pacific, L.A., 48 points, Vegas, 46, San Jose, 40, Calgary with 39. Dustin Brown, the overtime winner here tonight at 44 seconds, his 13th goal of the year as the Kings win their fifth straight game here at Staples Center. Want to thank our network producer, John Traconis, our on-site producers and network producers, Jose Fernandez and Art Webb. And next up, Saturday in San Jose with the Sharks. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with the pregame. 7 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network on the TV side, Fox Sports West at 7 o'clock. Up next on the flagship KBC Kings Talk, give us a call at 800-222-5222. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from downtown Los Angeles and Staples Center, the final before another sellout, 18,230 in overtime and a goal from Dustin Brown. Kings 2, Avalanche 1. Good night, everybody.